This year, we're marking the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the Civil War, so we sought out Jeff Shara, who's been writing about the war for many years. You could even say the war is part of his family's history. His father, Michael, wrote a famous book about the Battle of Gettysburg. It won a Pulitzer Prize. The book is called The Killer Angels. Jeff Shara wrote a prequel to that book, Gods and Generals, and he also wrote a book called Civil War Battlefields, Discovering America's Hallowed Ground. We asked Jeff Shara where we should go to rediscover the Civil War. His answer, at the very top of his list, Gettysburg.
If you go to Gettysburg and take the time, maybe take a tour, maybe just drive around, read some of the monuments, read some of the plaques, you will come away changed. It's beautiful, for one thing, which is a strange contradiction. It's a fabulous piece of ground, and yet you can feel the horror, and you can feel what took place there. It is a remarkable experience.
It is a battle at which more people lost their lives, more people were injured, than any of the other big battles of the Civil War. Isn't that right?
Yes, I mean, you had over 50,000 casualties and divided up almost equally on each side, North and South. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the Union Army prevailed. I mean, it was a Union victory, clearly, and it really turned the Confederate fortunes seriously for the worst. But the Union Army was also so bloodied and so beat up after that battle, people have always wondered, well, why didn't the war end? I mean, why didn't the Union Army just crush, you know, Robert E. Lee's army, and that would have been the end of it? But the Union Army had nothing left. They were as badly beaten up as the Confederates were. And it was a time when both sides, I mean, sort of pulled in their horns and had to take a deep breath and rebuild their armies. And again, unless you go there and really see it and see the scale of it, which really surprises people, I don't think you get that sense of history unless you really see it.
Your father wrote the famous novel, Killer Angels, about Gettysburg. So I suppose that must have meant that Gettysburg was a significant thing for your family because you must have all been there.
We went there when I was 12, 1964. We were tourists. I mean, my father did not go to Gettysburg with an agenda to write a book or to do any research. We were just wandering around, and he was reading on what happened there. And he began to learn about people like Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain and John Buford and Robert E. Lee and James Longstreet. And he realized this is a fabulous story. But part of that research was walking the ground. The impact of walking that ground changed him. And I actually saw my father cry. And, you know, as a 12-year-old walking next to the old man, you don't expect that. And that really had an impact on me. But the lesson from that for me and all the books that I've done is walk the ground, walk in the footsteps of these people. To me, that's the only way I can write about it.
So do you think we ought to, after we check out Gettysburg and Antietam and some of the battlefields that are regularly visited, we should branch out?
Oh, very definitely. Shiloh is one. Chickamauga, which is in northern Georgia, near between Atlanta and Chattanooga, which is, again, another one of those places very few people visit.
Many people died.
That's exactly right. And Lookout Mountain, which, of course, is housing. I mean, it's covered with houses, very high upscale houses just across the river from Chattanooga. And yet it's a fascinating story of what happened on Lookout Mountain. I mean, there are places like this, magical places, the Shenandoah Valley, the Newmarket Battlefield, which is just north of Lexington, Virginia, which was the home of Stonewall Jackson. It's where Robert E. Lee is buried today, where Stonewall is buried today. And the Cadets of Newmarket, who are 15-year-old boys who march to confront the Union Army, and six of the cadets give their lives. That's a very important thing for that part of the country, and it's beautiful. And again, that's the strange thing, is there's so much beauty around some of these fields, but at the same time, the horror intersects with that, and you have to deal with that as you're walking the ground.
Jeff Shara. His new book about the Second World War comes out in May. It's called The Final Storm, a novel of the war in the Pacific. And then after that, the Civil War trilogy on the Western Campaign, first Shiloh, then Vicksburg, then Sherman's March. Jeff Shara, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.